like, you know, you guys made the change in the offensive line. Could you just talk about that a little bit? Why, you know, what Russ can give you that maybe Ben wasn't?
Well, each week we're always going to look at the staff, what we think is going to give us the best opportunity to win. And as a staff, we decided to that this would be the best thing this week to do.
What do you like about Russ?
Well, he had, you know, when he got here, you know, having known the system and everything coming from New England, you know, had a lot of flexibility and came in and you could play a number of different spots, as you guys have seen. We've moved around to certain things and certain personnel groups, and the position flexibility, you know, it's great to have that up front when you have guys that can move around. You know, we put him in the backfield a little bit. We put him at tight end a little bit, put him inside. I mean, so it's good to have that flexibility and the knowledge of the system.
How, in your opinion, how much of an adjustment has it been for the holdover linemen, given, you know, kind of the zone blocking scheme that those guys ran for so many years to what you guys have been doing?
Oh, I think they've done a great job up front adapting to what we do. You know, we have plenty of things in there that they've done in the past also. You know, we put a few different type of plays in there, scheme plays that, you know, maybe they haven't run as much. But they've all done a good job, you know, from the first time. They've bought into what we're doing and have done a nice job.
Do you think that, you know, changing a little bit has anything to do with the recent struggles in a run game?
No, I just, you know, hey, we've played two outstanding defenses the last couple of weeks, and we haven't done as well as we'd like to, but that you know, that happens from time to time, and we're working on improving that right now.
Mike, when you go against a guy like an Albert Haynesworth, how much does that change everything? I mean, do you have to constantly be, you know, thinking about him and where, you know, his presence basically on that defensive line?
Well, you know, when you have players like Albert, you've always got to know where he is, and you've got to do things to take advantage or, you know, to help yourself out and put yourself in the best position to be successful. So, you know, we have a plan like we do every week. You go in, you have certain guys you know, you got to kind of know and put an asterisk on where they are at all times, and, you know, you're going to call the game accordingly and see how you're doing.